Hi, and welcome back to our broadcast. Are you facing things that are going on right now that seem discouraging or seems that things that are coming your way that you need to be encouraged? I want to share with you today a story in 1 Samuel chapter 30 where King David needed to be encouraged. And we're going to go from 1 Samuel chapter 30, and then we're going to look in Ephesians about standing your ground, taking the armor of God and standing your ground for what you're believing for, not giving up, not backing up. And I know you probably hear me say this a lot, but I do believe that we need to be encouraged to stand strong, especially in the days that we're living in. We're facing things that are just to many of us we've never seen before. But God is still God. He's still on the throne. God hasn't changed. God is not scared of what is happening, and God is our source. Let me go ahead and open up a prayer, and then we'll get right into this. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we worship you today, and we thank you for moving and working on our behalf, Lord God. We thank you for the promise of your word. We thank you, Lord God, for the promises that you've given us, Lord God, and the promise of who we are and our eternal life in the kingdom of heaven, that this is not all there is, but there is eternity awaiting for us. And Lord, we thank you. And as a matter of fact, we're in eternity. And Lord, we thank you that we're in it with you. And Lord, we worship you today. We thank you for opening up our spiritual eyes to hear and to see. In Jesus' name, amen. So in 1 Samuel chapter 30, let me read to you. This is where King David is coming back. He's just went up dealing with the Philistines, and he's coming back in 1 Samuel chapter 30. And it says, now when David, I'm reading in the Amplified, verse 1, now when David and his men came home to Ziklag on the third day, they found that the Amalekites had made a raid on the south, the Negeb, and on Ziklag, and had struck Ziklag and burnt it with fire, and had taken the women and all who were there, both great and small, captive. They killed no one, but carried them off and went on their way. So David and his men came to the town, and behold, it was buried. So David and his men came to the town, and behold, it was burned, and their wives and sons and daughters were taken captive. Then David and the men with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more strength to weep. Verse 5, David's two wives also had been taken captive, Ahinoam, the Jezreelites, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal and the Carmelite. David was greatly distressed, for the men spoke of stoning him because the souls of them were all bitterly grieved. Each man for his sons and daughters, but David encouraged and strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Through all of this is what's going on. But David, verse 6, David encouraged and strengthened himself in the Lord his God. David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray you bring the ephod. And Abiathar brought him the ephod, and David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? The Lord answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all. Now, the thing that I wanted to go back to is verse 6, where David is in this situation where he comes in, everything that he has is gone. His wife, his children, all of them. Not only that, his men, everything that they had, and his men were ready to stone him. Now, when you're faced in a situation where everybody that fought on your side, your family, your friends, everyone who was for you, now he's in a situation where everybody wants to kill him. They want him dead. They want him gone. They've literally turned on him. And have you ever felt that way? Have you ever had something happen in your life where someone that you trusted, or many people that you trusted, or you trusted, you know, you're in a group or family, or something happens, and then everybody turns all of a sudden and turns on you, and you're like, wait a minute. Is nobody for me? You can feel like that it's all lost, but the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. David looked to the Lord. He didn't just look at a situation and say, this is terrible, this is awful, it's over, I'm finished, I'm done, this is the worst thing that could ever happen to me, I've never been in this situation before, but there's no turning back, there's no getting it back, there's no... David sought the Lord. David decided, you know what? Everybody else is against me, but what does God say? And as David inquired of the Lord, because David knew that finding out from God would be the answer. Going to God, getting a word from the Lord, finding out what the Lord has to say about the situation is the answer, is the solution to the problem. So when David inquires of the Lord instructs him. David asks of him, shall I pursue? Lord, you know what'll happen if I go out through, if I take these men, if every the shape that they're in, if I say that we're going to go to battle, will we win this battle? And the Lord said, pursue, you shall recover all. And I'm paraphrasing there, but the Lord was telling him, you are going to pursue them, and you will recover all. You will win this battle. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. So David took his men. You could read on. You go on in 1 Samuel chapter 30, read how that they went and they took and won this battle and got all of them back, got everyone on back, not only them, but they got what the other people had. So what looked like a terrible, terrible situation they found themselves in, it looked hopeless, but God was the source, and he inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered him, and he obeyed what the Lord said. And when he did, the Lord responded with victory. And so they came out of this better than they were before. And so, you know, things that we're facing in our nation, things that we're facing in the world today, it's things that, like I said, many of us have never been there before, never experienced these things, but God is our source and God has the answer. But we must do what our forefathers did, those that went on before us. These things are written for us as an example to be encouraged and to follow after them. What did they do? We're in the situations that we've never faced before, but we will inquire of the Lord. God, what do you say about this situation? God, what do you say about this circumstance? What do you say about this? What are you saying about what is happening in my life? What do you say, Lord God? What am I to do? And will I overcome this? Is there victory on the other side of this? Lord, do I need to repent? Do I need to change? Or do I need to stand my ground? Many times we're facing with situations. We need to examine it for sure, but we need wisdom from the Lord. We need to examine it and say, is it me? Do I need to repent of something? Do I need to change? Is it something someone else is going on with someone else that, Lord, it's not my fault, or I can't change that, but I can pray for them? Or is something happening that we need deliverance from? Is it demonic? Do we just need a healing? Are there devils involved? What is going on that the powers of darkness need to be broken? What is it that needs to happen? Is it as simple as apologizing? Is it as simple as writing a letter or calling someone or being restored? Is it as simple as humbling myself and saying, I apologize, you know? What is it? Or do I need to seek your face more? Do I need to get in the Word? Of course we need to get in the Word, but do I need to continue in a different direction? Lord, but the Lord has the answer to the solution for the problem. God has the solution for that problem. So inquiring of the Lord, we look to Him, we ask of the Lord, and God's Word will give us, most of the time, if you're seeking the Lord and you just begin to study, the Lord will lead you or bring you to a place and say, that's your answer. Many times the Lord just whispers something, or he'll bring something out of His Word and He'll show you, this is what you're to do. Do just like them. You're not going to be in the same exact situation where you're in a battle with an army, but the same principle is in effect. The mindset to listen to to inquire of the Lord, listen to what He has to say, and then obey what He says. You know, a lot of times the Lord will instruct us to something, and if we don't follow through with it, if we don't obey Him, the results are not going to be what the Lord has for us. If the Lord gives us if we're praying and the Lord says, I want you to call them and apologize, and you go, well, I don't want to do that. I want them to call me, or I want, well, you're not doing what the Lord said. You're not being obedient to follow through with the instruction of the Lord. If the Lord says to don't say a word about it, if you're in a situation maybe with your children or something going on, and the Lord says, don't say anything, don't fuss at them, don't scold your child when they come in late or whatever, or they've, you know, done something. No, be calm and just continue to pray for them. And in the natural, you think there's no, I've got to let them have it, and I've got to tell them exactly what's going on. But the Lord said to be calm and be quiet and don't. So then you obey what the Lord says and you do it by faith, because the Lord then can deal and work on their heart, and the Lord can work through them. And they say, wow, I came in, you know, I know I was disobedient. I know they knew what I was doing. I know they knew I disobeyed them, but they didn't call me out. They didn't just scold me. What is going on? And then the Lord begins to deal with them because their heart is softened. It may, you know, whatever situation it's in, it can be with your finances. If the Lord's, you're going to the Lord about your finances, and the Lord gives you an instruction what to do, cut up your credit card or stop spending, stop doing this. Well, we've got to follow His instructions. When the Lord leads us, be obedient to what He says. If the Lord says to seek His face and pray, to tithe more, to give more in the offering, to sow seed, to give in somewhere, you do what the Lord instructs you to do. Don't go by what your natural mind says. That don't just do what the what seems logical to the natural mind. But by faith, it will be the answer. If the Lord gives you an instruction, follow it by faith, even though it might seem like it's ridiculous. It might seem like it's crazy. Other people might think, you know, don't ask everybody else, what should I do? If the Lord says to do something, don't go ask everybody else, should I do it? No, if the Lord said, do this, then obey what you heard in your spirit. Obey what you heard the Lord say. Follow through with that, and then you will eat the fruit of that. You will eat the fruit of that harvest, because you've sown and obeyed and followed through. And then God says, now I can work and I can do this. So as King David was in this situation, he inquired of the Lord in a desperate situation, and the Lord gave him the solution. And then David obeyed and followed through. Now, when we look in Ephesians chapter 6, this is where the Apostle Paul talks about putting on the whole armor of God. And this just really stood out to me, especially when you're facing tough times and situations that you don't know what to do. So the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And then he goes on to say, and for me also, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Now remember, Paul is writing this from prison. Now, does that sound like someone that is writing a letter that is imprisoned, he's not whining. He's not talking about himself. He's not saying, woe is me. Oh my goodness. I'm in prison. I've been imprisoned here. The food is terrible. The water is terrible. The accommodations are terrible. What I'm having to sleep on. I can't hardly sleep for the noise, for the smell. He's not whining, complaining about all the things that he's facing. He's encouraging the church that when you're in a situation, now when you've done all to stand, he says, when you've done all to stand, stand therefore. When you've done everything you can possibly do to stand, stay standing. But not only standing, you're not standing. He didn't say you're standing alone or you're not standing by your own might or your own power, but you're standing with the whole armor of God, that God has equipped you with an armor to protect you, an armor that will defend you, an armor that will has given you the power over the enemy, that you stand there with your breastplate of righteousness, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that you are not inadequate, you are not the lowest of the low, but you have been bought with a price. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are a child of the Most High God. To encourage yourself to remember who you are, that I belong to God and He belongs to me. We're in covenant relationship together. I am with Him for all eternity and He's with me for all of eternity. I am part of Him and He's part of me. That's who I am and that's where I belong. Talking about the helmet of salvation, that you have been saved by faith through, it's by grace through faith. You have been saved to be and become a child of the Most High God. You have been forgiven of all your sins. Remember who you are. You have the gospel of peace, your feet shod with the gospel of peace, the belt of truth that holds all of your armor together, the truth of God's word, that whatever God says about you is the truth and it supersedes everything else. Whatever God says about you is greater and more powerful than anything else. Whatever God says stands. You know, God's word, His word is still holding our universe together. The Bible declares that the whole world, the whole universe is held together by the power of His word. It's still contained, that what God spoke back when in the very beginning, when you approximately 10,000 years, people always say millions and millions of years. Most theologians believe it's around 10,000 years, but you can argue that with science or the carbon dating and all that, whatever. There's so many things that are, you know, where they've thought what they had wasn't old as they thought it was, and something was older than they thought it was. Okay, whatever. I'm gonna stand on God's word. But what God has spoken, what God has started and spoken, His word is still continuing to hold this world in order, that God's word hasn't failed. When God said, let there be, and God spun this planet into orbit with the power of His word, and it is still on the perfect axis, that if it slowed down, then what would happen? If it slowed down, we'd be crushed by the weight of gravity. If it sped up, we'd be flung off the earth. It's spinning at the perfect rate. Everything that God said is still holding constant. It's still holding steady. It doesn't change. It doesn't fade. It's not like a car battery where it runs out of power or a battery that runs out of juice and it gets low. No, God's word is constant. It is fixed. So finding out what God's word says about us, that is where we receive the power. That's where we have faith to stand on, that we can trust that whatever I can find in God's word, it is going to hold true, because I can look at the earth and the heavens and the universe and see that what God said is still in existence. So standing therefore with the power of God's word, the truth belt around us, holding everything together, that it's holding the armor, it's holding us together, it's fixed, it's constant. what God says about me is what I'm going to believe. If God speak, when I'm studying the God's word, and when I get a word from the Lord and it leaps up in my spirit, or I hear the Holy Spirit leading me to do something, that I'm going to obey the word of God above whatever circumstance that I'm facing, whatever situation I'm in. I am going to hold fast to God's word, what He says, what He has put in, and the direction for me to go, and that's the route I'm going to choose. So let me read this into you. I want to read this, kind of into you, get it into your spirit and get it into my spirit, because we need to have this. We need this over and over again. In the New Living Translation, this is how it reads. He says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on all God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. Now, you can take this right here and apply this every day to put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in his darkness in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. Stand your ground. Put on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert. Be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. This is a good word to get on the inside of us, to be persistent, to stay in faith, and to pray for all believers everywhere. We are in a time in this, not only in our nation, but in all over the world, that there are things that are going on, and that people need to be praying for each other. People need help. People need strength. They need for the believers to stand in faith and to begin to release the power of God in the earth. We make that connection with God when we pray. Many people will say, well, why pray if God, you know, God's already working everything? Listen, God uses us in the earth. We are His mouthpiece. God has given the authority to man. And God needs us to speak, to declare His word in the earth. You have the power of God on the inside of you to speak, to prophesy, to declare, to speak over your children, to speak over your family, to speak over your husband, your wife, to speak over your job, to speak over the nations, to speak where God leads you to speak. Be His voice. Be His declaration. Speak the words of life. Speak peace. Speak deliverance. Speak the power of God. Speak faith into the earth. Not defeat, but speak faith. Speak what the Lord impresses on the inside of you to speak, to declare, not just what the news media says, not to declare, oh, everything's bad, but declare that God is still on the throne. God is our source. God is everything that we have need of, and we choose to follow Him and to be and to stand on what He says above what anything else in this world says. And sometimes it takes someone coming together. It takes you getting with someone else to say, hey, snap out of it. Get up. That's not who you are. Wake up. You are stronger than that. You're bolder than that. God has blessed you. God has anointed you. Speak and declare and do what God has called you to do. Don't back up from what God's called you to do because you're intimidated or you feel like that you're not good enough or you're, you know, someone else can do it better. Do what God has called and gifted you to do and watch God open doors and cause your steps to be planted in the right place, to bring the right people into your path, to bring the right people into your life, to bring the right people at the right moment at the right time. And you also can be the right person at the right moment for someone's right time. Amen. So in your quiet time or in your study time, if you're facing a situation where it seems like that it is too much, it's too hard, take these verses and begin to read them over and over. Encourage yourself, build yourself up in the faith and in God's word, and then listen for what the Lord says to do. Listen for his instruction. And if he says to stay put, you know, a lot of times when something gets tough, we want to hit the road and run. We want to hightail it out of there. We want to just quit. No, don't quit if God is not telling you to move. If God is not telling you to get out of the situation, then stay and stay firm and in faith, standing on what God's word says, that you are not moved by what you see, but you are moved by the word of God. Amen. Let me go ahead and close this in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we worship you and we thank you for moving and working, Lord, in our lives, in the situation of people that are all over the world, Lord, who are facing tough times. They're facing things that, Lord, they've never faced before. But God, you are our source. You are the help in the very present help in a time of need. And Lord, we are calling upon you. We choose to call upon you, Lord. We choose to listen to what your word says and to seek your face for the answer instead of, Lord God, seeking out the natural or seeking everybody else. But Lord, we choose to seek after you. And Lord, we thank you for answering, Lord, the call of your people and the cry of their heart. Lord, we thank you in the name that's above every name, the precious name of Jesus. Amen.